If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh.
And I'm Gerard Farrelly.
And you're listening to Agony Rants.
Good morning, listener.
Good morning.
It's been a very stressful day, Niamh.
I'll be honest with you, I've only been in your company for like 20 minutes and it's already very stressful for me. Niamh, I was very calm.
I'm a joy. I'm an absolute joy
I know,
to be around.
But I'm...
However,
come on.
Sometimes the morning gets away from me.
It does.
It does.
It does.
I thought, when my boyfriend was away, because he went to New York without me, right?
So you thought, how do I punish him?
That's what the...
Is that what you thought?
Do you know what? Maybe not consciously, but now that you've said it, it's hitting the nail on the head. So, when he went away, see, when my boyfriend goes away, right, sometimes I just like to do things. Do you know what I mean? So that you don't meet the resistance.
Okay.
You know?
Yes, I understand that.
I'm just like, you know, I take the big, I make the big swings when he's not in the country. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, so, now, like, the big swings,
like,
you know I mean, in some,
like,
does that mean you grow pampas grass outside to show other people you're swingers? Or no. what is it? What is the big swing?
No, but you know what I mean? It's like the place needs to be painted.
Oh,
the last thing
okay.
I need is a discussion now about what color we should paint the wall.
Right, okay.
We just paint the wall whatever color I want.
Yeah, and it's easier. It's just
easier. It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
It's a lot less resistance.
Okay.
So I decided when he went away, I was like, there's a few things that need to be done. He doesn't need to know. He won't notice.
Okay.
He won't notice.
So what are these few things?
I replace wardrobes, light fittings, floors. You name it. My credit card is sitting in the corner just with steam coming off it, right? So here's the thing.
And he'd hardly notice.
Our carpets were in bits, Niamh. Now, as you're aware, like the two bedrooms, because we have a cat who, I'll rephrase that. We have a vengeful cat. Who likes to make our presence felt.
Okay.
Okay, we do something bad, she shits on the floor.
Oh.
That's just the way it works.
Okay.
You have to respect it.
Carpets are not very forgiving of that.
And they're not forgiving.
Yeah.
So we decided, okay, we'll get laminate floors, right?
Right.
So I went, and I don't know why I did this. Sometimes I think I'm a bit of a Karen, right? I went into the place I got the floors previously, right? And they were like, have you ever ordered from us before? And I was like, in actual fact, I have. And they were like, oh, and how does that work out? And I was like, well, it was grand. And I was like, to be honest with you, the carpet kind of fell apart a little bit. And he was like, all right, okay, fair enough. Now, when he was putting the order through for this, he checked the dates. It was 2008 and I spent €120 on it. So I was like, okay, maybe it was better value than I remember. Here we are, 15 years later. I don't think that carpet owes me a penny. But anyway... So I went and I booked them to replace the floors, right?
Okay.
And I was like, I'll give a good bit of lead time, three weeks.
Because if they're going to do the floors, do you have to lift them?
Yeah, we've got to take up all the floors. So we should put everything that we own outside the door. You know, like it's...
Okay.
There's work to be done.
Okay, yeah.
So boyfriend came home, you know, lovely to see you.
Yeah, love you. Missed
whatever,
you.
All of it. Yeah, whatever.
Missed your lovely face.
Whatever, yeah.
All the things my husband and I say to each other.
Yeah, hold me hand. Whatever.
Okay.
Did all that and then said I've made a few purchases. You'll hardly notice. I was easing into like the floors. They'll be here in 3 weeks. We've a load of time.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how. Now, there were wires crossed, Niamh.
Surely.
There were wires crossed.
Surely.
So when we were coming in here today, I got a phone call. So you all ready to get your floors tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
And I said, as it happens.
No.
Very much not.
I wasn't expecting
But unfortunately, there's no real choice in the matter.
Okay, it's
the floors are coming. Yeah, it's very much like your floors will be born tomorrow. You can be in the hospital or you can be on the motorway. The
it
choice is
matter.
Yours.
Okay.
So yeah, I've got it. I've been breaking the news gently over the text
now,
to my boyfriend.
Considering how many texts and how many times he's tried
the
to ring
you. The phone has been... Decline. I'm doing my art with a Eurovision winner. Unfortunately, I cannot take your calls. He has sent me a list of all of the difficulties in a text. Now, I'd say he's boiling with rage.
Oh, no.
But I'm not going to answer the phone.
No.
I just think it's
always the best way to deal with it.
I'll tell you why, Niamh. I wouldn't like him to say something he'd regret. So I'm for him. For him, I don't
especially
think,
when you're lifting floorboards and exactly, such. Exactly. You know, because there's room under them.
Now, I'll tell you what the unfortunate thing is. And I'll tell you what the unfortunate thing is about all of this, okay, is that unfortunately I'm quite busy today doing my podcast.
You are.
And also tomorrow.
And tomorrow.
So a lot of this responsibility will fall to him.
Yeah.
Now,
I will say for the record, I have offered to go and help you clear out.
No, it's unfortunate
twice.
The way all of this has panned out, Niamh. Yeah. Very unfortunate. Is it ideal? Absolutely not.
But it's absolutely better in the long run.
And I know he's very upset, but I wouldn't like to put the burden on him of knowing that he said something to upset me. So I'm not going to answer the call.
No.
Yeah.
I have a couple of questions, actually. The first question is, are you going to paint the rooms?
That was the original plan. Yeah. If he can get it done tonight.
With brand new floors, maybe not for a while.
Yeah. If he can get all the painting done tonight, I will suggest it. When we finish recording this, I will text him and suggest that maybe he does paint the walls as well. But I'm just not sure how up for it he might be.
Okay.
But I will say, I will strongly suggest that he paints the walls
okay.
as well.
Okay.
Yeah. As and he's then, taken. And you know what the unfortunate thing is about all of this?
What is?
He owns almost nothing.
So, that's very true.
So everything that he is currently carrying outside of my apartment is mine. But we are where we are. Do you know what I've just realised? I have a cat cam.
Oh my God.
So when we're finished, we can turn this on and watch him struggle and hear all the things he's saying to me that he won't say to me face.
Do you know what I haven't been able to think about since the last time I saw you?
Go on.
The day bed. What happened with the day bed?
My day bed. I gave it to my mother.
What?
Yeah, I gave it to my mother.
You just gave it to her?
Well, no, she gave me €100 for it. No, here's the thing. Oh. Deirdre drives a bargain.
She surely does.
She does.
When I was talking to you last week, it was up in the hundreds.
My dad drives a better bargain because I said to my mother, right? Mm. She said, oh, I love that bed. I was like, listen, Deirdre, it's yours.
It's yours. For €280.
No, well, it was up for €280. And I said, look, Mom, you can have it. And I said, I'll get a van to bring it over. She said, do you want money for it? I was like, No. Don't want a penny. You can just pay for the van.
Okay.
Because the van's €30.
So she had the van is €280.
My dad rang me then like 2 days later and was like, it was really funny. He was like, oh, with that bed coming over. Oh, you're very good. Thanks, Amelia. We'll go have us with you in the van. I said, back it up, Amy. Back it up. They drive a hard bargain.
They do.
You have to be on it with them. You have to be on it.
I love the fact that right now you're sitting here feeling like you've made an achievement, right? And actually,
technically
what you've done is sold that bed for less than half of what you were looking for.
Nothing.
Yeah. But I understand it. You'd rather give it to your mother than sell it for less.
When we're clearing that house out after they're gone.
Oh, you're so back.
I'll take it back and I'll reactivate me at an advert.
Have you put your name underneath? We have stickers under stuff in my mum's house. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, speaking of stickers, do you know what I bought and I thought it would be absolutely hilarious? Now, I haven't used them yet, but okay. I have them in my bag.
Oh, stickers?
Yeah, on Temu.
I cannot leave you unattended with Temu.
1,000 stickers that say for rectal use only. So what I'm going to do is when I'm in my friend's house, I'm going to stick them to bananas. I just think that's hilarious.
Correct.
They sell them on Temu and I thought, oh, that's, I don't know why. I just thought that's hilarious. So I bought them, but then they arrived and I was like, did I need 1,000?
Well, you can.
I probably not.
Maybe not 1,000.
Niamh, we've had some follow-ups.
Oh, really?
Before we read the follow-ups, okay, I want to read a message. This is from Catherine. It was sent to me on Instagram yesterday when our episode came out. This was the episode where, do you remember we were talking about, I wasn't an attractive kid. I wasn't. I was safe from paedophiles, Niamh.
Oh,
I really was. I was safe.
Okay.
I was a minger. Now, so Catherine got in touch and she said, you were talking on the pod earlier about how ugly you were as a kid. Well, it reminded me of how utterly unfortunate I was. Now, Niamh, brace yourself for this.
I'm braced.
This is the most tragic thing I've ever heard in my life.
Okay.
I was cast as the ugly duckling in our junior infant's play. This gets so much worse.
Oh no!
But when the swan emerged, another pretty girl entered stage right. My therapist says I'm doing well 41 years later. That teacher should be thrown in jail.
That teacher is still laughing today about that.
That is,
if they're not already
the
dead,
the worst thing I've ever heard. Now, I just want to say, I just want to say, I went in, I had a look at Catherine's profile. Catherine is a beautiful woman. She is stunning. Like, she's absolutely stunning. Look at her hair now.
Show us.
Look at her. She's scaling something in the gym.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at that.
Catherine.
I know, yeah.
Catherine.
She's fab looking.
But the thing about the ugly duckling was she did become a swan.
Exactly. So if you're cast in that,
yeah,
it has to be the same person.
I know, but look, you
know. Have an interval. Throw a wig on her.
Do you not think the prettiest babies often end, you know, children when they're really super pretty, that something goes funny. It doesn't quite, you know, I mean.
I would, the way around that it has been for me and for Catherine, clearly. I would take that
any day.
It's the ones that were attractive kids.
They quite often don't age well.
Yeah, it doesn't. They don't age well.
No, they don't age well.
Whereas you look at photographs of me now and you're like, that child.
I think what happens is when people are very attractive when they're young, we try to manifest them on ugliness. And so therefore they become ugly because we all wish for it.
Maybe. I think that's a very fair point, Nate. I think that's very fair.
You know, I was very gawky as a child, to be fair.
Were you?
I was very gawky. I was all legs and arms and thrown around the place. It was a bit odd.
No, maybe you were very... Well, no, I only knew you when you were 25.
I mean, I wasn't bad looking. I don't mean that, but I was awkward. And so therefore, I wasn't one of those...
Did you walk into things like...
Yeah, oh, totally. I was always falling over things.
When I get tired, I walk into things.
Yeah.
I that's how my boyfriend knows I'm tired.
I was very inattentive as a child.
I'll whack a shoulder off a door. For, yeah.
I was too busy dreaming about the life I was about to have.
I mean, thank God that's changed.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to read a follow-up?
Okay. Hello. My apologies for the delay in sending you a follow-up. I love the follow-ups. They are my favourite part of the show and I am an obsessed fan. Seriously. Okay. Oh, I think I know this guy.
Yeah, I remember. And I was...
This is the follow-up
that we have been waiting for.
A long time. I'm super excited. Okay. I wrote to you some time ago because I was in a bind of binds. My boyfriend is a vet and very conscious of animal welfare.
Can I just say, as with the first version of this letter when he first wrote in, the vet.
Oh, hello.
Delicious.
Okay.
Delicious.
He is a vegan. And when I met him, I told him I was a vegan. Spoiler alert, I wasn't. I just wanted him bad.
Totally understandable. I'm on board.
Anyway, we have been together for 10 years, and we are still besotted. But I was cheating on him with hamburgers for a few months last year. I still remember this.
Yeah, it was so good.
I took your advice and I came clean. He said he knew that when we met, I was certainly a very new vegan as I used dairy milk.
I used dairy milk when
we went out for coffee. So in other words, he just used ordinary milk in his coffee.
That is absolutely hilarious.
I never
knew. He was...
He thought he was being totally vegan.
Yeah, and every time we went out, he was having a cappuccino and just... Not...
Yes. Oh my gosh. I never noticed. Also, he said he had seen ice cream and ground beef in my freezer. Now, you could pass that one off as the freezer elves just left them in there. Anyway.
Well played, Davey.
Well done. I told him about my hamburger infidelity and he was very understanding. He asked if it was what I wanted, as in to return to veganism. And I said it was because it is. That's a very convoluted way of saying that, but I understand. He also said he understands that I will slip up and it's fine. He also said that very early in our relationship, on a night I don't remember because I was quite drunk, I actually bought a hot dog from a vendor when we were walking home. So obviously I'm not the covert operative I'd like to think I am. Thanks for your help. Please, Niamh, record more music and grow. Get your ass to NYC for a gig. Love you both. Davey, lapsed but fixed vegan in NYC. Davey.
See, do you know what is interesting about this, right? And this is a lesson to us all.
Yeah. Huh?
Our perception of ourselves can sometimes be so wide of the mark.
I bet his partner was just loving all this, like just occasionally guffawing.
So he was constantly talking, oh yeah, I'm a vegan, yeah, I'm a vegan. He was having cappuccinos, there was beef in his fridge. He was sometimes having hot dogs.
In front of him, on the way home. With a few drinks on him, give us a hot dog, lads.
So yeah, you are definitely not the covert operative you thought you were. And I think this is one of my favorite follow-ups ever. Davey, thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
We love you, Davey. Yeah,
that's absolutely incredible.
We're so coming over there to have a vegan meal.
Yeah, but we'll go over and it won't be vegan at all.
No, that's okay with me. You're my kind of vegan.
It'll just be his hot bet boyfriend going, yeah.
Yeah, but we're okay with that.
We're fine with that.
We're okay with
Niamh,
that.
If you've seen that man,
I know,
cuddle a puppy.
Oh, he cuddles puppies.
Well done, he cuddled puppies. Oh, he cuddles puppies, cuddles kittens.
And he's a veterinarian, I remember.
I do. I sometimes think that being a vet is more noble than being a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I don't understand?
Okay.
Why, when I go to the doctor, it's €70, but when I bring me cat to the vet, it's 90?
Well, because
there's something wrong with the world.
Because we will pay €90 for the cat.
Exactly.
We don't even question that. And we get really incensed when we pay €50 for ourselves. I mean, this is where I tell you I get to see my doctor for free because I live in the north.
And I go to the doc. Oh, yeah, of course.
and I get my prescriptions.
And I go to the doctor when things are serious.
Yeah, but
do you know what I mean? It's like I stop breathing for a full 2 minutes.
Yeah, but it does have to be really super serious.
I've got a massive lump on my neck. Like, that's when I go to the doctor. But like, I will bring the cat to the vet and like, she's a bit off. I just think she's a bit down. I opened the bathroom door and she sat in her bed for a full 2 minutes before she came out.
That's it. Yeah. Straight up to the vet. €90.
It's like,
it was worth the money.
Whereas like when I go to the doctor, like, girl, we're calling you an ambulance. This is very serious. You should have come about this month ago. The Glamour Hammer Tour is coming to a, sort of close. It's closing.
Don't get me wrong. I love it. And you know what I'm really loving? Is the level of excitement you're living up because you're trying to write an Edinburgh show.
I've never been more stressed in my life. I lay awake all night last night going, dear God.
Is that why you recently redecorated your entire apartment? Because you're looking for distractions?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything but write the show.
Anyway, but the Glamour Hammer is a great show.
Yeah, and it is. The tour continues. It's in Linenhall and Castlebar on the 29th of March. And on the 30th of March, I'm doing two shows at the Hill Comedy Club in Care.
Okay.
Then I will be in the Nina Arts Centre on the 20th. I will be in PSLC in Portmarnock on the 27th of April.
Yeah.
Which is going to be, I think, the last official show.
Really?
Of Glamour Hammer.
Are you sure?
I know. I will be doing...
Are you sure you're sure?
No, I'm 100% certain. It's done. I'm maybe at the Alley in Strabane.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's probably going to get cancelled because nobody's buying tickets.
Okay.
So, it, you know...
I don't know how that happens. We almost...
Do you sell out?
No, not quite, but almost.
Cool.
Sound.
In
January.
I do think I've also played the Alley Theatre before where I went up and they put me in the foyer because I sold a few tickets.
Okay.
And I'm not doing that again, Niamh.
No, maybe comedy isn't the thing.
Not the thing. And also, if you're in Dublin, I will be doing The Civic in Tala on the 8th of June.
I love The Civic.
Now, I think that'll be 90% Glamour Hammer, but there'll be some new bits in there, so I don't count it as a Glamour Hammer.
No, I get you. There's a possibility of new things.
Exactly.
On the 8th of June.
It depends on how interested I am that week.
Yeah.
I could be like, I'll just do Glamour Hammer.
Okay.
But it's going to be good crack. GarrettFurley.com if you want to get tickets, or you can follow the link in my Instagram bio.
Amazing.
We are pausing for a moment to remind you that Agony Rants is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. A network of creative, curious, brilliant podcasters with a wide variety of shows and also a membership platform. So if you would like to support Agony Rants, your favourite Agony Ants on the internet.
Without a doubt.
If you would like to support us, you can show us some love, firstly by rating, reviewing, subscribing and following the show.
You make us sound lovely, I have to say, when you introduce this.
Thank you. On whatever platform you listen on. You can also buy some merch.
Oh, yes.
We have thousands of totes.
Thousands.
Thousands of totes. We also have mugs.
Not as many of them.
Not as many. No, they're more or less gone. Mm-hmm. You can also tell a friend who doesn't know about Agony Rants how good we are and how much they would like it if they listened.
Or recently we heard that people have WhatsApp groups about it.
Yes, they have WhatsApp groups, which is unnerving.
I said people. Chances are there's only one.
I'd say it's only one WhatsApp group, and I'd say WhatsApp aren't happy about it. You can also subscribe to Headstuff Plus, and you will get bonus content from us and all of the shows on the Headstuff Podcast Network, including this show, which recently featured Niamh Kavanagh-McGahey.
Oh, excellent.
It's The Baby Tribe.
I loved it. Afifa. Oh my God. I had such a lovely time.
They're so fab. And they are now new to the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
We're all family again. But yes. You know what I love about The Baby Tribe? It's actually so interesting to anybody who is having a child, thinking of having a child, or even just the birth experience, because nobody really talks about that except in a very negative
as
way.
As they shouldn't.
It's not to do with
not
you,
for me.
But I think you'd enjoy it. It's really good.
I really like Afif. He's a lovely man.
He's amazing.
And what's the name of his co-host? We really like Afif. That is something we should have looked up before we did the
we recorded this cross promo, but the tragedy is the day I went and did my interview, Afif was the only one there.
Okay.
So I didn't meet her.
I've seen her in the videos.
Okay.
And she seems brilliant.
She is brilliant.
And welcome to the podcast network, the Headstuff Podcast Network. The Baby Tribe, it's on the Headstuff Podcast Network. It's a brand new show.
It's
really good. If you're having a baby or have had a baby or considering having a baby, it is a podcast for you.
Without a doubt.
And here's a little clip.
Welcome to the Baby Tribe podcast, your essential companion through the journey of parenting. I'm Professor Afif Al-Kafash, a neonatologist, paediatrician, researcher and lactation consultant at the Rotunda Hospital Dublin and the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland.
And I'm Katie Mugan, a paediatric and public health nurse and a lactation consultant. Together with over 40 years of experience in caring for infants and children, we're here to share expert insights, inspiring stories, and give you access to an amazing array of experts in parenting and the field of paediatrics. And we're covering topics that span all the childhood years, from infancy straight through to the adolescence. We're going to cover it all.
It's not going to be just about the challenges. It's going to be about the joys, the milestones, and stories that will hopefully warm your heart. And I'm sure, Katie, you're still going to give me as much abuse as you did before.
It's going to be a great season. Afif, and we're so pleased to have all you guys join with us.
Available every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts, in association with the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Niamh, we've got a letter and we're ready to change lives.
Oh, excellent.
I sometimes pity other podcasts.
Why?
Imagine other podcasts that just put a podcast out there, and when the listeners finished listening, their lives are still the same as before they listened. Unlike us.
Unlike us.
Who's everybody's life who listens to this is significantly better at the end. Dear Nevinger wrote, I am a relatively new convert to the podcast and I'm hooked.
Oh, lovely.
I really enjoy the dynamic between the two of you and the different approaches that you bring to the advice you give. Now to the problem. I'm 49, no kids, divorced for many years. Fair play, that sounds great.
Sounds like an achievement.
I date periodically, but haven't found anyone that I would want to make space for in the nice life I have built for myself.
Hmm.
Which I always think is a huge mistake. Making space for somebody in your life. And I'm sure as my boyfriend takes a claw hammer to the lamb on the floors in my sitting room right now, I'm sure he is thinking the exact same. Last week, I was approached in public by a guy. I see the first problem.
Your eyes.
I was approached by a guy I didn't know who asked me if he could give me his number.
Ooh.
I was a bit bemused by this, as he looked to be in his 30s. Now we're talking.
Fantastic.
Now we're talking. He said he thought I was really cute. I was like a stunned mullet. That is an incredible phrase. But I took his number and he seemed nice and not pushy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't intend to use it. He's 34. I asked.
Mm-hmm.
But I've mentioned it to my friends and been a bit taken aback at some of their reactions. A lot of them said he was probably doing it for a bet or scamming in some way. Your friends are assholes. Anyone that said anything like that, cut them off. Cut them off. Then you ring the 34-year-old and you ride him. What had given me a little lift at the time is now making me feel a bit gullible. No. No!
Go on.
He looked and sounded like an average Dublin guy, and he stayed out of my personal space and wasn't pushy. Am I stupid for thinking this was a nice thing that happened, rather than something I should feel foolish about? Or maybe I'm just a minger that would only be approached for a bet. If it's the latter, be gentle with me. That's from Helena.
Helena?
Helena.
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 Listen, you need new friends.
Absolutely.
Or less jealous ones. Here's, anyway.
That is 100% jealousy, right? In a situation like that, Your job as a friend is to go, you go. You're single. They're probably all stuck in marriages with kids. Their boyfriends have probably ordered floors that have arrived weeks early.
Complicating their lives.
Really, really horrible, toxic situations. So, their job is to go, Helena.
Yeah.
You've been off the game for a little bit. It's time to dive back in.
Okay.
You ring that 34-year-old. You say, let's hook up. Like, go for coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then
you make your intentions clear.
Mm-hmm.
You nail him in the disabled toilet. And you make him pay for your bone. That is exactly, you just enjoy yourself. You have a good time. You celebrate this. Now, I will say this. If he asks you like to transfer money into a crypto account, or if he, you know, asks if you want to co-sign for a credit card, then boundaries are important. Exactly, Niamh. Niamh, what's your take?
My take is very simple, Helena. Take it as the gift that you've been given.
Like if a 34-year-old comes up to you, Niamh.
Well, they usually ask them for directions or a lift or, you know.
Or to sign a copy of In Your Eyes for their boyfriend.
Yeah.
But look.
Yeah.
Niamh.
Yes, girl.
So here's the thing. We are 26 minutes in to this podcast. And if you can hear me talking now.
It means you're a good listener.
That is the kind of person that the Samaritans are looking for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, the Samaritans are a great organization.
The best.
They're absolutely fantastic. And the average call time to the Samaritans is 26 minutes.
Okay. 26 minutes of listening.
So they need volunteers for the Samaritans. You don't need to be a psychologist or a counselor.
No.
All you have to do is be able to listen to somebody for an average of 26 minutes. To find out more, go to listening.ie.
But having said that, you know, if somebody came up and you know, I'm older than you again, Helena, and if somebody came up and offered me their number, and you don't sound like you're going to take it up. So take it as a compliment that it is. You know, I don't care what the real motive is behind it. You recognize yourself to be the beautiful woman you are.
Also, this, unfortunately, I know kids, divorced many years, I date periodically, but I haven't found anyone. I was like, no. I feel like you're putting all that forward as a downer.
Oh, no, it's a good thing.
All a good thing.
All a life choice.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not. And I guarantee you, your friends are jealous.
Do you ever wonder about a scam situation, though? You know, you hear about these women that get scammed, but that's not to say they don't generally approach them on the street. They're usually faceless people you don't never see.
On Twitter or DMs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what I always say is,
I mean, you know, I understand.
If a man asks you for anything more than your body.
Okay.
It's a boundary.
If you're getting asked by the right person, you know, definitely there's no boundary there for the body. But
yeah, exactly. If somebody is, oh, I've got this, I have a problem, you know, I've inherited, you know, all this money from a Nigerian prince.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's like, you're grand.
Yeah.
You're grand. But if somebody's like, oh,
yeah,
you're a grand looking woman.
Maybe it doesn't happen all the time. Somebody randomly coming up, you know, this person could be just trying, you know, maybe saw you several times before, possibly, you know, but it doesn't really matter. You know, the thing is, maybe we're trying to work up the courage.
But she says he wasn't pushy.
Yeah.
He stayed out of her personal space. Like,
lovely.
He wasn't just stroking a hammer. Hey. Like, look, Helena, what I don't like is that you're saying, I don't intend to use the number. What do you get to lose here?
No, but that's okay. If she doesn't want to, that's okay. She may not have been attracted to
him.
No,
but I think the reason that she's not using the number is because of what the friend said.
Yeah, if that's the reason, don't not do that.
No.
You know, that's a double negative.
Life
you know
is for
I mean?
Living.
Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, maybe she just thought it would be fun.
Remember the impulse ad? If a man you've never met before suddenly gives you flowers.
It's the impulse.
It's because he wants to sniff your pits. I don't know. That wasn't a great ad.
The things you remember.
that's not a great ad.
Anyway, I just think, Helena, you are a beautiful woman. You know that yourself. So just don't worry about what other people think. A 34-year-old man came up to you and offered you his number. And I would be deliriously happy.
Absolutely. And when you bring it up with your friends again, mm-hmm. you have to hit back. Hit back and just go, excuse me now. Thank you very much. You may be married and nobody's come up to you in a while to say, look at you, aren't you a little bit beautiful? But Helena is in a different situation. Thank you very much.
No, you see,
and I will be taking the joy out of that.
I will be taking a different tack on that.
Go on.
I will be saying, what are you trying to say there?
Exactly.
Why would you say that?
Challenge.
Am I not worthy of that fabulousness? And then they have to tell you you're fabulous, whether they know it or not. Because they realise what they've said.
Well, you've got to go, hold on a second now, excuse me.
No, you would have to
push
say.
Back.
I, you know me, I'm always about, you know, calling people on things occasionally. It's like,
I think that's mean.
I get kind of instant messages occasionally, very randomly, it's not a regular thing, but occasionally someone is saying, oh, you've got a beautiful smile. You know immediately you have no business with that person. It's not because I don't have a beautiful smile, because I do. It tends to be the same one in every photograph too. But... But you know what I'm talking about.
That's because you're using the same mouth. Niamh, we have another problem. Dear Niamh and Garrod, love the podcast. I've been listening since I saw the video for the 100th episode. I don't know if that was, it must have been good. I don't know. I don't remember that. And I've been binging on the back episodes ever since. My problem is this. I moved into a new house 9 months ago and I have been living my best life ever since. Doesn't sound like a problem to me.
Sounds good to me.
It was a long time coming and I'm very happy to be living on my own. However, I have two problems. I made the mistake of telling my sister that she could move in with me and rent a room.
You're not really living on your own then, are you?
That's not great. But we have only been living together for 3 months and she is already behind with month two of the rent. Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
I don't want to come over very heavy handed, but I feel I should nip this in the bud early. Absolutely. But I know how that's going to go. So I need to bolster myself for this so I could use your advice. Also, there is yet another problem. One of my neighbours called over a few months ago when the weather was quite bad and asked if she could put her lawnmower in my shed.
Is that a euphemism?
Dear God. She didn't really leave me any choice and more or less dumped it on my porch. I want rid of it. Am I being unreasonable? I am tempted to dump it on her porch, but I remember you both talking about how you have to be careful with your neighbours. Would love a steer, Tina.
Tina, so many things. So many things to say. First case scenario, why is this going to be an issue with your sister? She's already late. So you can say to her, if you don't pay me what you owe me by the end of this month, then you're out. You're out. And it doesn't matter who they are. You just say what you need and then you follow through with it. And the end of the conversation is, even if she does pay, tell her that you're never going to ask her again. You should never ask her again for money. She should have the money up front. And if she doesn't, she needs to find somewhere else to live. I'm sorry. I don't care what hissy fit she has or whatever trauma she's going through. This is a person who's living in your space that you're paying for. And there's absolutely no issue. I don't care who they are.
This is going to be some very tough love, Tina.
Yeah.
You're the problem. In both of these situations, you are the problem.
Yeah, you're just letting it happen.
You're just letting it happen.
Yeah. I understand. And you're sitting there going, she hasn't paid me. She hasn't paid me.
What? Firstly, the way to handle the sister is you go into her room and go, have you not put the rent in?
Yeah.
The mortgage is after, what's it called when it bounces? Bounces. It's after, that's not what's called, sure it's not.
No, lapsing.
No, you know when the direct debit doesn't go through? I mean, the amount of letters I've got about this, I don't know.
It's never happened to me.
I don't know why I can't remember the word. Your direct debit has...
Rejected?
Rejected, okay. Yeah. Just say the mortgage payment's rejected. What the hell, like, why didn't you put your money in? No, you go in and go, what happened? Like, did you not put the money in? My mortgage payment has rejected.
Yeah.
Like, that's very serious. That's a black mark against me and my credit rating. Now, it doesn't have to be true, but put it all on her. Can you sort it now? Do it now. Transfer the money now, please.
And do this month as well. You get in a month in advance.
Yeah, and the other thing to do is, right, do not, you shouldn't have somebody renting from you and paying by putting money into your account.
No.
You should have a direct debit.
Oh, yeah.
So that it goes every month. You shouldn't be relying on them to do a transfer. It should just go.
No. Standard order or direct debt.
Now, can we talk about the lawnmower?
The lawnmower. It's March. Put it back on our thing. She'll be needing it to cut her grass, surely.
Yeah. Also, when somebody knocks your door and says, can we store this in your house? You go, no, sorry. No, you don't have to be mean about it.
No.
But it's like, no, sorry, my shed's full of bikes.
Yeah.
I'd love to have your lawnmower. There's nothing I can think better. Oh, hold on. Hang on. I have a spare room. Put it up in the spare room.
Where do they keep it the rest of the year?
Hard luck.
No, but what I'm saying is, why only in the winter? Because the weather is bad. The weather's bad nearly all year.
I know. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand why it can't be just in their house.
I'm sorry. If you've a lawnmower and you've no shed,
something's wrong.
That's
with the
a
world.
You problem, as Niamh would say.
That is definitely a you problem.
Like, that is somebody that needs to take a long, hard look at themselves.
Yes, they do. I don't understand that. I think, to be fair, you, Tina, need to man up a little bit here. You're right.
My auntie didn't have a shed and she had a lawnmower. And I remember it used to be on a bin bag in the kitchen.
I couldn't cope with that.
No, I don't know how she did it, but I do remember it was on a bin bag in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But that is not her problem.
I had a friend who kept her lawnmower in my shed. Well, actually, technically it was still my lawnmower. She just borrowed it every time she wanted to get her grass cut. I encouraged it. I'll be honest with you, I encouraged it because hers was broken and I said, you might as well use mine because she had a postage stamp. If you know what I mean, she didn't necessarily need a big...
A lawnmower. Okay, yeah.
And she, you know, brought
that's
up.
You being a good neighbour.
Yeah, but that's different.
Like, Tina's been a gullible neighbour here.
Well, but that's a bit unfair. She's trying to be nice and all that. And listen, you're right. You shouldn't actively look to fall out with your neighbours, but your neighbours should be worried about falling out with you.
Well, you could just go down and what you could say is, listen, I'm after, can I give you back your lawnmower? I hope you don't mind. I'm after buying a...
Oh, no, you don't even have to quantify
it
yourself.
I've installed a hot tub in my shed.
Can I give you back your lawnmower? Because it's annoying me.
Yeah, I've installed a hot tub in my barn.
My S&M room. Your face.
Also, like, I mean, I know this is beside the point, but who's sitting at home?
Thinking,
do you know what I'm
going to
do? I'm going to call into that girl next door and I'm going to bring me lawnmower. That girl that I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go, here, Anisha, I'm just going to leave this here.
But, I mean, where were they keeping it before that?
She was keeping it. I'll tell you what happened. I guarantee you this is what happened. She had a lawnmower that she was keeping on, like my auntie, on a bin bag in her kitchen. And Christmas was coming.
So she
and she was
somewhere
like,
to put
you
it.
Know what? I need to put that somewhere so I can put my tree up.
Yeah.
So she's all, oh, look, there's a shed. I bet that's not full.
But if you've got a garden big enough to cut with a lawnmower, I'm sorry. You have a garden big
enough. How much is a shed?
To put, well, it depends on the size of the shed. And then you have to kind of put it on something. But even, you don't even have to have a shed to house a lawnmower. You can put it in one of those, you know, garden boxes. You don't have to have a full thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Niamh. You know. Game over. Just do that today. Yeah. Do both of these things today.
Yeah, today, Tina.
I think we've helped, haven't we?
Well,
we're helping as much as we're going to help. I think
to be fair, Tina, we went off topic there. It was nothing to do with your lawnmower.
Tina, you're the problem. You're the problem.
We are looking forward to this follow-up. I want you, if you haven't organised it by today, I want you straight out organising both of those problems today. First of all, your neighbour's definitely going to need to cut their grass.
Take a leaf out of William's book. Throw your sister down the stairs. And put that lawnmower through our porch. You're welcome, Tina. Helena.
We love you.
We love you. Ring that 34-year-old. Ride him. And then throw him back into the pond. Yeah. And go back to your...
fabulous life.
Fabulous. Fabulous life.
Yeah.
It's been wonderful to talk to you, Niamh.
Oh my God. The stress levels are high.
We've had a ball. Look, my phone was hopping all the way through it. Decline, decline, decline.
Decline, decline, decline. I can hardly wait to see how that goes out.
And we'll chat to you next week. Oh, uh-huh. Also, please do sign up to Head Stuff Plus.
Oh, yes, please.
Vintage Rants will be out...
Yeah. Anytime now.
Last week or next week, who knows? agonyrants@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. Please do remember to subscribe, follow, rate, review.
Yes.
And share us with your friends.
I know.
Because that'll help us grow and it'll keep goobles off our back.
Yeah, goobles.
You came down there today to ask us to do an ad.
Yes.
Yeah, we thought we were being dropped.
We did have a little nervous look. Like we'd been into the principal's office.
I thought we were getting an invoice for the totes. For the love of God, buy totes. We'll chat to you next week.
Bye. Bye.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.